We'll start with just a brief overview of securities laws. And we'll largely speak in terms of federal, but it's important to recognize that states have their own securities laws, which generally parallel the broad construct of the federal laws. And so at the federal level, Securities Act of 1933, which regulates the issuance of securities initially, and then Securities Exchange Act of 1934, which would regulate the secondary sale after the securities are in the market. And for purposes of this, we'll be focusing mainly on the Securities Act of 1933. And both federal and state laws will generally be constructed so that there's the broad statement that you really can't offer or sell a security unless you either register that security or there's an exemption that would apply. We will talk about some exemptions later, and we'll actually talk about the intersection of federal and state law on that issue. But at the outset, this notion of what is a security is very important. And of course, at the federal level, the Securities and Exchange Commission is what would regulate the securities offerings. At the state level, depending on the state, you'll have the Secretary of State or the Attorney General's office. In Texas, you have the Texas State Securities Board, and they will all operate in a generally similar fashion to the federal level and across states. So this is a definition of security from the Securities Act at the federal level. And we see basic things like debt instruments, equity instruments that we would think of as a security. We then get into this slightly looser concept of a profit-sharing agreement, this concept of an investment contract.